you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, 90 Day Fiancé's Jovi and Yara. Are you guys already married? Our sources say there's one woman in particular who's been linked to Dale. Now, Claire reportedly has proof.
Andy's probably like, get your boring ass out of here. Dance on a table, get f***ed up, or leave.
Yeah,
you're like too hot to handle outfit, you know? I can unbutton one more now.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Sound the alarm, flash an exclusive banner, and strap in for some breaking news. Nina Hunter, this Bachelorette split has spiraled into a complete show because now Dale is being accused of cheating on Claire. I know. Huge shocker. Let's get right into it, okay? Here's what we know. Our sources say there's one woman in particular who's been linked to Dale. They've been talking since late 2019, and Dale told Claire it was strictly business related, I'm sure. The other woman was apparently telling friends about sneaking around with Dale, and now Claire reportedly has proof.
Yikes.
We hear Claire was suspicious of the friendship and thought it was shady all along. Tell me your thoughts.
Ooh-wee.
Yep.
Not a good look for Dale, but also not surprising at all.
No. It's not surprising that he cheated?
No, it's not surprising that they're having, one, any issues because it's the Bachelor franchise, and I feel like all they do is create relationship problems. But it's also not surprising that he cheated because there have been rumors that for a while now that he was cheating.
Oh, rumors. Yeah. Scary.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I wasn't, the breakup didn't surprise me at all. Mm-hmm. The alleged cheating, because I don't think we've heard from him. He hasn't commented on it, so we don't know for sure if this is true, you know, but it probably, you know, probably is true. Basically, you know, they're saying, you know, he's a huge opportunist. Apparently, you know, the same source is saying that really he wants to start a, you know, a career in TV. He wants to be a TV host. Why do these people always think that they can go from one career and the TV host is the thing to do? Like, this ain't easy.
No.
Like, it's not easy to do this. Like,
amen.
I wish people would stop making this like their fallback career. Like, I'm going to be a TV host now after being a sports star.
Yeah.
It's also just, it's the level of delusional that you need to go on a show like The Bachelor, I think.
Right.
I think they're like, well, we've been on TV for 3 weeks. People know me. Let me just jump into a completely different forum of it.
Yes.
The only people that are going to successfully go from reality television to hosting is me. So we just need to let
that
be right now.
I forgot that
okay?
That was your too.
Just forget it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is shocked by Dale and Claire being over. I think that, like you said, Nina, yesterday, which was the most poignant point of all, she's in love with love. She wasn't really, she just thought he was down for the ride and would go along
with
her plan.
Statement on Instagram was like, I stay committed to love. It's time to get out of the Bachelor franchise. You know, no shade, but I think you age out of things. And
I agree.
It's like, you know, it's time to get out of the Bachelor franchise. It's time to stop looking for love on reality TV. It's time to, like, if she wants to be on TV, I don't have a problem with that, but I think looking for love on TV, you're going to attract. If we did a dating show right now, if I did one looking for love, if Hunter did one looking for love, we're going to attract a certain type of person.
Each other.
And
yes.
That's not the type of partner I'm looking for. So
no.
Hunter probably would be good because he's not looking to get married.
He was looking for fun. Put me on one of those shows, I'd find love 3 or 4 times before the end of the first week.
Exactly.
Are you kidding
you
me?
You already look like you're filming that show.
Yeah, this
that's
is,
sure
this
today.
Is too hot to handle. Outfit, you know, I could unbutton one more.
You know what? I leave set one day, and now this motherfucker is a gigolo on set. I can't take it.
I told the wardrobe people, I was like, Nina's not on set today. Put me in something crazy because she can't stop me.
It's also, I feel like we've been out of those shirts for a very long time, and then you brought it back today really hard.
I've been working
it's
out
okay.
a lot.
Okay, a source close to Moss, however, denies romance rumors, saying Dale was faithful to Claire throughout their entire relationship.
Oh,
the other woman is reportedly just a longtime friend, and she's a real estate agent who was helping him find an apartment.
Yeah.
I'm glad we clarified that. And yesterday, as we all know, was an important chapter in American history because Kylie Jenner, of course, finally responded to trolls roasting her weak shower pressure. Hopefully this gives us all some closure. Ooh.
This is really my shower at my house. This is my everyday shower. It's amazing. You turn it on, set your temperature. I like 102. This is my water pressure. It's amazing. Thank you everyone for your concern. Okay. Happy. I don't even know what day it is.
Happy I don't know what day it is the richest thing you can say. Like, I have not one clue. What day we are in, what time it is. I just know that I have a remote-controlled shower, which, by the way, I thought I was doing well, but God, Kylie really does do it.
Hey, 102, but I'm more concerned about this 102. Like, girl, are you okay? 102 seems very hot, and I like a hot shower, but 102 is.
I don't know, 102,
like, girl,
it might be normal, because think about it. Our body temperatures are 98.7 or whatever, 98.6, so that's only 4 degrees warmer than our body.
Oh, God, here goes Bill Nye
you
the science
You are so,
guy.
Yeah.
Bill Nye the science hunk.
I just love how, like, when we discuss things, all of a sudden you become an expert, and, like, now all of a sudden you're talking about the body temperatures and science and all
listen.
That.
Listen.
Like, we're, like, 98.7.
Anyway, let's get back to the shower, because I want to say
water
this.
Water pressure.
Her posting that other shower still doesn't resolve the issue of the one we were talking about before. I mean, I people still want her to address that shower head and the shower pressure, which I will say is a little weak for such a beautiful shower. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Think that shower head needs to be changed. Come on.
And in petty news, former housewife Vicki Gumbelson just went on David Yontif's Behind the Velvet Rope podcast. She decided to talk about Lisa Rinna. Vicki said Lisa snubbed her at Andy's baby shower.
The last time I saw all of them was either at BravoCon or Andy's baby shower in January of last year. And truly, you know, Lisa Rinna didn't give me the time of day. I said hi to her and he was like, oh yeah, you're Orange County. And I just felt looked down on. You know, she's up on the dance tables dancing. I'm like, why? This is Andy's baby shower. You want attention? Like, it was just all very, I just sat back going, wow, this is a little messed up.
I feel bad because I feel like she still wants to be in that universe. And it is very much like high school, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So
totally.
It's unfortunate, but
sometimes you also are at a party like Lisa was, and you want to just be drunk and in the moment and have a good time. You don't want to get so bogged down by the small talk. So you keep it moving. Like, you're allowed to blow off that steam. And sometimes it comes off a little bit maybe meaner than you anticipated or expected it to. Like, I don't think she was trying to, you know, intentionally snub her.
Yeah. Also,
or she might have, you know, who knows?
Or she might have. Yeah. The hard hitting topics.
I don't like this girl named Vicki saying that, you know, it was Andy's baby shower. So how dare she? What do you think Andy wants? Andy's probably like, get your boring ass out of here. Dance on a table, get up, or leave.
Yeah, and Lisa Rinna dances.
This is like being the part of a really loud family. Like, when I was young, one of the reasons I feel like I'm able to do hosting now is because I had to, like, fight to speak, because my family was, everybody was loud. Everybody had a strong opinion. You had to make your clear. And I think when you're around the housewives, it's the same thing. Everybody is big personality. Everybody's got, you know, an agenda. They want to be seen. They know paparazzi are there. So it's like, girl, nobody has time for this small talk. They all trying to create a moment. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to last night's Married at First Sight. Get excited. Some of the couples said I do. Virginia and Eric seemed to be hitting it off until it came time to take their wedding photos. And Virginia was all in on the PDA.
Can we kiss?
We're married.
That's right.
It's always awkward in front of family, trying to not be too whatever, but I don't know, to me, I think we're both the same way. Like, he's my husband, like, I'm his wife, like, we should be allowed to, like, touch each other and, like, kiss and whatever.
I can tell she's kind of like, she has a little bit of an aggressive side, or just that confidence in all sorts.
She's like pecking him on the mouth and he goes, Can you believe it? She's a real freak, huh? She's insane.
Do we think
maybe
they're gonna last?
Maybe this will be good for him. Maybe, you know, I always feel like opposites are kind of good, you know, and she's kind of like the one who likes to go out. She's still, you know, she's 26. He's in his 30s. Apparently she wants to be like, she's a little party girl. He's more of a homebody, but sometimes that can be good, you know, where you have someone who's a little bit more laid back and someone who's a little bit more outrageous. Like you, Morgan, I feel like you and Jordan, like he's more chill. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a good combo.
I agree. It's good to be balanced with your partner. If you're both so over the top, there's not enough room. You know what I mean?
For sure.
There's gotta be one bad crazy one and one some. Okay. We have to take a break. But up next, Yara and Jovi from 90 Day Fiancé are here, and they are filling in the blanks about falling in love, their biggest fights, and stripper exes.
Yes. Woo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How is called this in English again?
Rug.
Rug.
Learn your English.
You mad now?
Yes.
Why? Because I don't like the rug?
You're just bitching me all the time.
We got from your phone?
Yeah.
Now you're the best boyfriend in the world.
Oh, yeah. A few minutes ago, I was not, huh?
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. And now I get two new guest hosts to help me through our next segment, which is very exciting. It's 90 Day Fiancé's Jovi and Yara. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
It's going to be good. Okay, so since you guys are engaged, we want to see if you can finish each other's sentences in a game that we are calling 90 Day Wordplay. So, the rules are simple. I'm going to read you guys a wild quote from the show, and your partner has to finish what the other person said. So, does that make sense?
Yeah, I like it. Let's do it.
I hope I remember something.
It will. By the way, no pressure. I probably wouldn't remember either. Okay, first up, Jovi, this is something Yara said on the show about you. Quote, I don't know what exactly I love about Jovi. I mean, he have a good body. What did she say next? Is it A, love him, B, not now, or C, very good?
Oh, how can I forget this one? It's definitely not now. How rude, right?
I like it. I can appreciate that. All right, let's see if you're right.
I don't know what exactly I love about Jovi. I mean, he have a cool body. Not now, before.
Terrible.
Unfortunately, you are right. Unfortunately, you are right. But you know what? That's okay. At least she's honest and she was being open about your body. That's good. Have things changed? Has he improved in that area? Have we gotten a little bit more fit?
He always looking good when he don't drink any beer.
I get that. I can understand. Beer is very bloating. Okay. Yara, you're up now. Jovi described your first meeting like this. Quote, I was definitely not looking at this as I was meeting my future wife. I was thinking I was having a blank with a Ukrainian woman in Budapest. What did he really think the meeting was? Was it A, a romantic encounter, B, hookup date, or C, a two-day fling?
Two-day fling.
You guys are doing well. All right, let's see if you're right. We'll find out the answer.
I was definitely not looking at this as I was meeting my future wife. I was thinking I was having a two-day fling with a Ukrainian woman in Budapest.
I like that you guys are watching the show.
The funny shit that I even don't understand what means two-day fling.
Now you do.
No, I still not.
This means like having some fun together.
Hooking up? God. Okay, we're moving on. You said the first part of the meetup was super awkward. How did you guys push through that?
It was very weird for me, especially, you know, she told me a lot of rude comments and I didn't know how to react. I was kind of like, you know, she told me, Jovi, go get for me coffee now. I'm just like, okay. Like you could have said, please. Or something was weird.
I was thinking everything went so good. I was thinking there was nothing awkward.
Really?
In my brain, there was nothing awkward. I don't know what Jovi's talking about.
I was thinking she was pretty rude. First couple days, then it got better.
Okay. Jovi, your turn again. Yara described your hometown like this. I don't like it. It's a blank village, which I think about New Orleans. What did she say it was? Was it A, gross, B, nasty, or C, boring?
I'm going to say B, nasty. Not because I remember from the show, just what I think Yara would say.
Okay, let's see if you're right.
I don't like it. It's a nasty village, which I think about New Orleans. Village, sorry.
Huh? All right.
Sorry, New Orleans people. I don't like this city.
Okay. All right. Have you changed your mind at all about New Orleans? Is it better to you now?
New Orleans is good looking place. It's so nice architecture. It's looking so good. It is a little bit nasty. Let's be honest. People throw up on my shoes there.
Yeah, I understand that. I get that. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Okay. So, I love you guys. All right. We have a bonus question. This is the last one, but you guys have done so well. I don't even know why we're doing a bonus one, but we are. So this one's for Jovi. Now, this isn't what Yara said, but what your friend Sarah said about you. Quote, well, it's like Jovi used to be a regular at one of the ones down here, knew all the blanks. Did she say A, locals, B, women, or C, strippers?
I guess it could be all three, the local, stripper, or women.
Oh, my God. All right, let's roll the clip. Let's see what she said.
Well, it's just like Jovi used to be a regular at one of the ones down here, knew all the strippers, and he, like, sleep with them.
That's a part of the joy of what he didn't tell me about. I hear some things about Wimax.
Yeah, she, like, peed in the bed one time. Not the bed you're sleeping in.
Oh, my God. Okay, Yara, what was the worst thing you found out that day? That Jovi dated strippers or that his ex peed in the bed? Which was worse for you?
Well, both stuff was kind of worse, but the pee on the bed, it was like, oh, why would your ex pee on the bed and you stay with her? I was like, wow, why would your human being drinking so much that he pee on the bed? That was so bad. If somebody would pee near to me on the bed, I will have a mental problem after that. I will not be But sleeping with strippers, of course, I was like, that was a past in the past. But pee on the bed, that's
all. Right. No peeing on the bed. You guys, thank you so much for being such good sports. We love the show. We are so excited for you. I mean, are you guys already married? I have to ask.
You're going to have to watch the show to find out.
Yep.
Damn it. All right, you guys, catch Jovi and Yara Sunday nights on 90 Day Fiancé on TLC. And don't miss 90 Day Bears All on Discovery Plus. All right, we have to take another break. But coming up, how to give the sex talk to your kids. Kill me. Nightly Pop's Guide to Parenting is next. I'm getting pregnant in April, my psychic told me. I don't know with who though.
Around my birthday?
I have a womb mate right now.
That's
okay.
Cute.
That's what's happening for me. Do you like that? You just have to like give me bacon and keep me fed and then everything's fine. That's why I always have to make.
Oh, you okay?
Yep. I was gonna have a total sneeze attack,
it was
pain. If you want to feel like you're being choked, get pregnant because you can't breathe anyway. Especially during that act. I'm like, I have like a head coming out already.
Oh, she's having a baby.
I have to watch a birthing video. Cool. Maybe we should watch that all together.
Honestly, we should just take a moment for me because I've had to be sober through so much. Sweet, my hair. You guys, cute.
You excited to go on maternity leave?
Oh, I am very excited to go on maternity leave. I'm going to tell you guys a secret. I'm a little worried about the whole labor part. Just a little nervous about that. But I know you didn't expect that. I know that is shocking news. No one ever says that. I'm worried about the pain, and I'm worried about the potential ripping of anything. I really
you
am.
Think, well,
I'm
you know what,
scared.
Girl? The good thing is you got a lot of money to be able to put everything back where it
yeah.
was, and it's going to sparkle shiny, honey.
I'm excited to see the guest host. It's going to be very
comedian
fun.
Comedian Tone Bell.
Yeah, I think comedian Tone Bell is going to be here next week.
Yeah, which is going to be yeah. awesome. I love Tone Bell.
Yes, I know Tone. He's a good time. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Listen, it is Morgan's official last day for a little while before maternity leave. So we let our producers look for some helpful parenting tips. So, you know, we're pretty sure we're going to regret this decision.
Yes.
But anyway, Morgan, we're going to play you a clip. We're going to play this game. And you're going to tell us if mommy likey.
Mommy likey.
So probably the last thing on your mind after giving birth is when can I have sex? But the ladies from YouTube channel For All Moms shared their experience on that topic.
You know what I distinctly remember is going to like my, I don't know, 2-week checkup with the doctor, and Arun went with me, and he was sitting there quiet, had nothing to say through the whole appointment until the very end, and he goes, so, when can we do it again? I looked over at him like, you haven't even talked to me about that. Yeah. You're talking to our doctor about that?
That seems like the responsible thing. Talk to the doctor about it.
Yeah.
Morgan, was her partner too eager or mommy likey?
Listen, we have had this conversation. It's been very clear there is no funny business for 6 weeks. So we're going to just have to do some thing. You know, I have to keep myself around. Otherwise,
I love that you think you have the energy for that with a newborn.
Uh-huh. I know. That's why I have a nightmare. Don't tell my mom. No, mommy.
All right. No mommy likey on that one. But of course, we know Morgan would never spoil her child. Let's talk about this, because if you did, you would want to listen to this expert, because Michael says you have to break the cycle by finding out why they are spoiled.
You want to explain it to them. So you want to explain why not every child always gets stuff when they go out. Not every child always gets a new toy. Some parents can't afford to buy their children new toys. That would be a great explanation, okay? And, you know, the child didn't do anything special to deserve a new toy. That would be an even better explanation. You want to explain it thoroughly to them.
He was really aggressive and also made pretty much no sense.
Mommy confused, but mommy likey. I definitely think the effort of not spoiling her is actually high on my priority list, despite what you two may think it is.
I get it.
I've never thought that you were going to spoil your child. I think your kid is going to be comfortable, but I think you guys will be, you know, you guys will be fair and balanced.
I think it's a very, there is a very like direct correlation between when someone grows up not being spoiled or they have nothing, they spoiled out of their kids because they just want them to have that life. But then when you grow up with, you know, a lot of money, you're like, I don't want my kid to be manipulated. I had a rich dad, poor dad thing going. So I was right down the middle, you know? Gated community.
Yeah.
Also, we could tell, boo-boo. We could tell. All right.
I'm going to miss you both so much.
I miss you too.
It's going to be a very long few weeks, but we are out of time, and I've got to have a baby, apparently. That's actually happening
at the end of
this pregnancy, which is insane. I will miss you guys. In the meantime, don't miss Nightly Pop all next week. The shows are going to be incredible. Bye.
Bye-bye.